Are you caring for an elderly loved one? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a different kind of program, a program dedicated to you, those caring for an elderly loved one. We're so glad you're here, and we want to help. And now, our host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, welcome to Senior Care Live. Our producer, Mr. Tom Bamford. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. And if you're new to the program, and I'll tell you, I know we're picking up new listeners each and every week. First of all, thank you so much for joining me here today. If you are new, you'll find out very quickly it's a different kind of a program. The mission of Senior Care Live is to produce and provide to you accurate, reliable information for those of you who are caring for your elderly loved ones. And you may be caring for your parents or grandparents. It could be any elderly loved one. If that describes you, then you are definitely in the right place. This program was built and designed for you. I know there's a tremendous need for this type of information, and it's why I started the program so that you can, you know, learn lots of new information each and every week in an effort to be the best caregiver that you can be. Now, as you might imagine, there's a broad range of topics and subjects that I'll be covering, you know, today and in the upcoming weeks and months, such as, you know, how do you remain independent at home and what home-based services are available? And when do you move to a care facility if home is no longer an option and you need to move to a senior care facility? When do you move? And then what level of care and what facility is right for your needs? I'll touch on that actually here today. And then, you know, as you might imagine, all of these options are very expensive. So how do you pay for the high cost of care? I'll touch on that today a little bit as well. And then you have the whole subject of elder law and what are the legal implications of the decisions that you make. The decisions you make today may have profound benefits or may go the other way down the road into the future. So you really need to understand that. What are the different types of elder abuse and how to identify and report that? And then there's you, the caregiver. How do you care for the caregivers so that you can be the very best you can be? November is National Caregivers Month, and November is going to be all about caring for the caregiver. All these things and more right here on Senior Care Live. I'll also recognize a local nonprofit organization of the month. I'm really excited today. We're going to do that today, and we'll get there here in just a little bit. We have a lot of fun with the Senior Care Live recipe of the week, and this has been a hit. We've had a lot of downloads of the recipes. I'd like to encourage you, if you have a favorite family recipe that you'd like to share with us, just email it to me. Just go to seniorcarelive.com and send it over, and we may very well share your family's recipe on air. We'll promote important community events, recognize caregiver-friendly workplaces, hear from top area physicians, and more, again, right here on Senior Care Live. And because I'll be covering such a broad range of topics, I'd like to encourage you, check in each and every week. If you can't be there, you can always check out the podcast at seniorcarelive.com. But the bottom line is you may learn something today that may help you out 6 weeks or 6 months down the road. And I've even had people say that the subject matter covered on Senior Care Live is so important, they now refer to this program, Senior Care Live, as appointment radio. For more information about anything that you hear on the broadcast today, feel free to call Senior Care Live anytime. Here's the number, so grab your pens, 913-210-9550. That's 913-210-9550. Or you could always contact me electronically, go through the website, seniorcarelive.com. That's seniorcarelive, LIVE.com. Now, before we get started today, just one community announcement. We have a really neat event here. It's called Happy Hour for Harvesters. It's in an effort to stop senior hunger. It's Wednesday, October the 30th. So as you might imagine, there may be a little bit of a Halloween theme going on there. It's going to be held at Murray's Tables and Tap. It's $10 a person. There's a raffle for a free cruise. It's sponsored by Comfort Keepers, Ascend's Golden Guide, Murray's Table and Tap, and of course the Harvesters. It's all in an effort to raise money and collect food to stop senior hunger. Go to harvestershappyhour.com to get more information about that. Okay. Today, I just wanted to touch briefly on one of the ways there, as you might imagine, there are many ways that you can pay for the high cost of care. And of course, all of this is pretty expensive, but, and by the way, it's worth it. But let's talk about the reverse mortgage, with our friends AAG at, out in California. They're located in California, but they do business in all 50 states. And, you know, for our listeners, it's the American Advisors Group. If you're not familiar with them, you may have seen one of their ads on television or on the radio with former Senator Fred Thompson. But it's a big company. They do, you know, several hundred. They may be up to over 1,000 loans a month by now. But what they do is they provide reverse mortgages and reverse mortgages only. And I kind of like the idea of being highly specialized in one service and doing the best job at that. So, I mean, that's very similar to my company, Senior Care Consulting, where, you know, we help families and individuals find a nursing facility for an elderly loved one. That's all we do. We're very focused and in-depth. And so does AAG as far as providing reverse mortgages. So I think that's a great business approach. And then, you know, the reason I'm wanting to cover this, and I just wanted to kind of clear up some misperceptions out there in the marketplace. I've been getting a lot of calls, you know, talking about that and just exploring different, payment options and that sort of thing on, you know, how do you remain independent at home? And so, you know, you can continue to live in your own home. I had a guy say, well, I'd be interested in a reverse mortgage, but I don't want to lose my house. And that's just not the case. This is just a mortgage. It's a loan. It's using the equity that you have built up in your home, probably your largest asset or maybe, you know, one of your largest assets. So you're using that to your advantage to keep you at home to where you can remain independent and stay there as opposed to moving to a facility. And I think most people would like to stay home if they could. So you continue to own your home. You do not lose your home. There's no mortgage, monthly mortgage payment. Your payment stops. So I've had some people, you know, I've heard of some people going out taking a second, mortgage out, but guess what they did? All right. So you have some money to work with, but now you've just hurt your cash flow, situation because now your bills just went up by a couple hundred dollars a month or whatever that loan payment is, for the second mortgage. Or if you own your home free and clear, now you just got back into a mortgage. So, there are no monthly mortgage payments with a reverse mortgage. You don't lose your home. It's still yours. There are no income or credit score requirements. This is based on the amount of equity that you have in your home. Plain and simple. It's easy to see if you qualify. It's just easy to do that. For anyone interested in exploring that option, I would encourage you to call AAG American Advisors Group at 855-304-4440. That's 855-304-4440. So you can stay at home to age in place, and so how do you do that? You may need a little bit of help, so you can call Home Watch Caregivers and bring in some home care to help you out. You can call Keith Blayett, Mr. Remodeler, and they can come in and, you know, maybe you need a ramp or some doors widened or, some safety, precautions installed in your bathroom, whether walk-in tub, rails, whatever, better lighting, whatever it might be. That's what you can use, the money for to pay for these things. And then if you compare it to a monthly cost, Keith Blay actually has a neat way of saying that. He said, you know, for two months at a senior care facility, that could get you a bathroom remodel. And he says that for 6 months, that could get you this. For 12 months, that could get you, you know, basically another house built onto your house. So what he's doing is he's just comparing the average cost of some of these projects to the average cost of a facility, which is, you know, for assisted living in our market, it's $4,500 to $5,500 a month. For nursing home, you're looking at $6,000 to $10,000 per month. So, you know, if you could spend some of your own money to stay home and remain independent at home, why wouldn't you check that out? You know, it's not appropriate for everyone. Okay, so, you know, one, you know, pretty clear example is if you're planning on moving, in the near future, you know, there are costs to the mortgage, as with all mortgages. And so it may not make sense financially, to take out a reverse mortgage if you're planning on moving in the near future. And then one thing that I really love about it is that there's third party counseling that's involved. And I think that's a great idea, just to make sure that you understand a reverse mortgage and discuss, if it's appropriate for your particular situation. So again, you can go to my website, seniorcarelive.com, and apply online. You can call 855-304-4440 to check that out. But I would just strongly encourage you to check that out if you think it might be a good option for you. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And remember, if you have a question, you can call me anytime at 913-210-9550 or visit online at seniorcarelive.com. I'll be right back.
KCMO Talk Radio, where Kansas City connects with a Dave Ramsey Show.
You have to stop and think about what you're putting your money into. You buy a $35,000 car, the thing's worth $5,000 in 20 seconds. Have you noticed that? And some of you making $50,000 a year are driving around in $50,000 worth of cars. And you ought to have your butt kicked up around your neck and wear it like a collar. I mean, something is wrong with you.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now FM at 103.7.
Wholesale Batteries, providing a complete line of car and truck batteries for all domestic and foreign manufacturers.
Hi, I'm Steve Kuecker, host of Senior Care Live with your Senior Care Live recipe of the week. This week's feature is salted caramel brownies. Oh my goodness. Something easy to make that's absolutely decadent. I think you're going to love it. Just put together your brownie mix as directed, but only pour half of it in the pan. And here's the twist. Layer two layers of pretzels in the pan, and then pour the rest of the batter over the top of it. Bake as directed. Pull the brownies out, let them cool, and then you're going to dump your caramel sauce over the top of that. Decadent, yes. Spread it all out, and then lightly sprinkle with the coarse salt. Now, it doesn't matter what salt, sea salt, pink Himalayan salt, wherever you use, just make sure it's a coarse salt, and that'll work. I think you're going to love these things. For your very own recipe, go to seniorcarelive.com to download Salted Caramel Brownies, the Senior Care Live recipe of the week.
Are you searching for a nursing home, assisted living facility, or Alzheimer's dementia care for an elderly loved one? If so, you will be delighted to know that Senior Care Consulting can help you find the best care facility for your elderly loved one. Our full-service placement program can help you through this difficult and overwhelming process in just a few hours. We can also help you determine when is the right time to move to a care facility, what is the right level of care for your needs, what financial options are available to pay for the high cost of care, and much more. Senior Care Consulting has been serving families in the Kansas City area since 2002. Please call today for a free consultation at 913-749-7899 or visit us on the web at seniorcareconsulting.com. 913-749-7899 or seniorcareconsulting.com. Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care.
Dave Ramsey here for the only heating and cooling company I recommend, Lee's Summit Heating and Cooling. Listen, with the cooler weather coming, now would be a good time to have your furnace checked. And if you're in the market for a new furnace or air conditioner, Lee's Summit Heating and Cooling is offering instant rebates and incentives for a limited time. So call Lee's Summit Heating and Cooling at 816-525-7218. 816-525-7218 for a free estimate.
Hi folks, I'm Fred Thompson. Now like me, you probably heard a lot about reverse mortgages, but weren't quite sure how they worked, or whether they'd be the right financial solution for you. Well, take my word for it, and hundreds of thousands of other Americans who have used a government-insured reverse mortgage as a safe, effective financial tool. If you're 62 years or older and own your own home, give AAG a call to find out how a reverse mortgage can help you.
Call 855-304-4440 now to receive your free DVD. That's 855-304-4440.
Find out how much cash you may qualify for. Call AAG today.
Call 855-304-4440 now to receive your free DVD. That's 855-304-4440.
Why don't you find out more by calling AAG today?
Please consult your financial and tax advisors. AAG offers FHA-insured home equity conversion mortgage loans. With your consent, AAG may forward your contact information to other lenders for your consideration of reverse mortgage programs they offer. AAG is based at 16808 Armstrong Avenue, Irvine, California. AAG is licensed in California as a registered mortgage broker. License number 9392. Fred Thompson is a paid spokesperson.
Hi, I'm Steve Keeker, host of Senior Care Live and president of Senior Care Consulting. Join me Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. November is National Caregivers Month, and this Sunday, I'll focus on caring for the caregiver, taking care of yourself while also caring for your elderly loved ones. Senior Care Live, this Sunday afternoon at 2. For more information, go online to seniorcarelive.com. That's seniorcarelive.com.
Kansas City's talk station, KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To find out more about the program, visit online at seniorcarelive.com. That's seniorcarelive, L-I-V-E.com. All right. As you may know, I'm the president of a company called Senior Care Consulting, and exactly what we do, it's very much of a niche type of a service. And what we do is we help families and individuals find the right fit at the facility level of care. So if staying at home is no longer an option and you need to consider that next step, which would be at the facility level of care, whether it's a nursing home, assisted living facility, or Alzheimer's dementia care, whatever you need, that's where we can help a family in need going through that. We help you find the very best fit for your needs. Now, I think that you should know all about a facility before choosing one. If you just think about it, I've met a lot of people, and everyone's doing the best that they can, but I've just heard all of the stories of, you know, I went through the websites and that one looked pretty good, so I chose that one. I think you should know all that you can know about a facility before you choose one. Because if you think about it, you're trusting total strangers to provide the most intimate of care for your mother or your father or another elderly loved one. Shouldn't you know all that you can know about that facility, the facility, its track record, it, you know, any background information, how many times have they been sued in the last 3 years, information about their staffing and the tenure and the experience. And there's so much to go through and there's so much information available. That's exactly what we do in helping families make a decision that they're comfortable with. So, you know, we actually even tour the facilities with our families and gather all that information on their behalf so that they can blend the subjective. Did I feel comfortable here? Do I feel welcome here? Do I feel like I can trust these people to care for my parent or my grandparent? You can blend that gut reaction. I mean, you have to pay attention to that, but you can't rely on that 100%. You also need to add some facts and information into that process. And that's what we do. We can help you, learn a lot of information. You blend the two together all in an effort to make the best decision that you can make. Now, one thing I'd like to let everyone know, because unless you're, you know, I've operated Senior Care Consulting since 2002, so I've been doing this for a long time, and you need to realize there's actually a seasonal demand for care facilities, and I would bet most people don't realize that. So what it is, it's an inverse bell curve. So in the heat of the summer, June, July, August, there's always a demand for these facilities, but it would tend to be the lowest in the heat of the summer. And then it'll start to increase as we move towards the end of the year. And then at the first of the year, oh boy, watch out, Katie, bar the door, because you have that's the peak demand would be in January and followed very closely by February, because we're human beings and we like to put things off. So if we realize that we have an issue and we need to care or we need to consider carefully consider a facility for an elderly loved one, and we learn this over Thanksgiving or Christmas or the holiday, a lot of family time, what are we going to do? Well, let's put that off until after the first, or let's make sure we get through the holidays, and then we're going to check that out. Okay, and that's just what happens. And so if you have the luxury, the option of putting it off, we do, until January the 1st or 2nd or 5th or something like that. And then the other thing that happens is, you know, in the dead of winter, I mean, things happen. I mean, you get the flu, pneumonia, you're holed up in your home, and you get depressed, you're falling in, on ice and snow and breaking a hip. I mean, all heck breaks loose. And those two things combined make for, you know, the highest demand. So If you're considering a move in the near future, feel free to call me at Senior Care Consulting, or if you're doing this on your own, I would move sooner than later, because once the demand goes up, guess what you're going to get? You're going to have waiting lists, long waiting lists, and you may not be able to wait those out. You may need a facility sooner than when the beds open up. And there's an increased demand for all of these types of levels of care, and I see waiting lists in the middle of the summer. They're just longer in the winter. So just be aware of that. And then just make sure that they can meet all of your needs today and moving forward. So, for example, one of my most difficult placements took place in 2004, where my client is a strict vegan. So, and this is in 04. I think it'd be a little easier to deal with that today, but, you know, I had to find a nursing home that had a private room available that can meet her mental health needs. And by the way, she's a strict vegan. And so I was able to find that, but that was very difficult. I'm still batting 1,000. I better knock on wood here. But I promise you the family would not have found a facility, to care for her properly and meet her dietary needs. And then most recently, I'm working with the family. Wonderful family, and their mother has multiple needs that, if you put them all together, makes it an almost an impossible placement. But we're getting the job here. We're getting the job done here at Senior Care Consulting. I'm really, really proud of that. They even told me that the hospital called 25 nursing homes and could not find placement for her, and Senior Care Consulting is getting the job done. So I just want to let you know, we do some amazing work at Senior Care Consulting. Then the other thing I would just warn is just be careful not to choose the wrong level of care. So remember, they need to meet your needs today and going into the future. So if you choose an assisted living facility, you need to understand if it's a freestanding facility that you may need to move your loved one to the higher level of care, the nursing home level of care at a later date. If you're looking at a nursing home that does not have Alzheimer's or dementia memory care, like a locked unit within that facility, you may have to move them later if your loved one needs that. If you're looking at independent living, just make sure that you understand independent living is very different from an assisted living facility. It's not the same, and you need to make sure that they can properly care for your loved one today moving forward. And then the other thing is on the payment side of it, many facilities are private pay only. So you have to look at your assets and say, okay, at this cost per month, how long are my assets going to last? And you have to understand that, how long are they going to last? And then if there's a possibility that you'll outlive your assets, then you need to and you need to fall back to that safety net called Medicaid that will pay for your stay at a nursing home. Then you need to make sure that the facility that you're in is Medicaid certified. And then to drill down further than that, many Medicaid certified facilities have a limited number of Medicaid certified beds. So, for example, I mean, there's a large community here in town. They do a great job. They're Medicaid certified. So if you see that in a listing, you're like, oh, okay, well, they take Medicaid. We're good to go. So you move there, and then 2-3 years later, you run out of money and you find out this huge place has 4 Medicaid certified beds. And there's a very, very long waiting list, and you're going to now have to move. So you have to be really, really careful, and you have to be aware of that. Also, just another example, I had, this was early on, one of my first clients back in, I think, 2003, or early in the game here, she called me crying her eyes out, and I said, what's going on? And she said, my grandma has to move. She spent about $300,000 in this beautiful assisted living facility, but they're kicking her out because she's out of money and they don't take Medicaid. And I said, okay, well, we can take care of that. But if she would have worked with Senior Care Consulting, that would not have happened. I promise you that would not have happened. She would have been aware of that possibility at the bare minimum. So if you are looking for a nursing facility, nursing home, assisted living facility, Alzheimer's memory care, call me, Steve Kuecker at Senior Care Consulting, 913-749-7899, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. We can help out in a big, big way. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk to you. We offer free consultation, so give me a call. You're listening to Senior Care Live. on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Remember, if you have a question, you can call anytime at 913-210-9550 or visit online at seniorcarelive.com. I'll be right back.
Show with Greg Knapp. Coming up Monday on the show, remember how President Obama said the Republicans were guilty of extortion over the government shutdown? Well, the new book, Extortion, says it's the politicians who are extorting all of us, including Obama's protection money, John Boehner's toll booth, and the so-called slush fund. Peter Schweitzer will join us with his new book at 8:35 on the KCMO Morning Show.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius testifies Wednesday before a congressional committee. She's in the hot seat because of Obamacare website failures.
You talk about Secretary Sebelius and her comments. She's already, as of Saturday Night Live last night, the laughingstock of America. So she's lost considerable credibility.
Republican Senator John Barrasso, but Democratic Senator Joe Manchin supports the secretary.
I think she should stay, and I think she will get the job done, and I think she needs to bring people around her, and I think she can do that.
Both senators spoke on ABC's This Week. Musician Lou Reed has died.
CJ,
Reed fronted the band Velvet Underground. He and bandmates were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. Reed was 71. Cause of death has not been reported, but he had a liver transplant earlier this year. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Mostly sunny and mild here on our Sunday. A beautiful way to round out the weekend. 65 degrees for an afternoon high today with a southwesterly breeze. We'll drop back into the 50s after sunset tonight. Increasing clouds tomorrow with a high of 65 Monday afternoon. Rain works in late tomorrow night. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Tom Walks.
Are you searching for a nursing home, assisted living facility, or Alzheimer's dementia care for an elderly loved one? If so, you will be delighted to know that Senior Care Consulting can help you find the best care facility for your elderly loved one. Our full-service placement program can help you through this difficult and overwhelming process in just a few hours. We can also help you determine when is the right time to move to a care facility, what is the right level of care for your needs, what financial options are available to pay for the high cost of care, and much more. Senior Care Consulting has been serving families in the Kansas City area since 2002. Please call today for a free consultation at 913-749-7899 or visit us on the web at seniorcareconsulting.com. 913-749-7899 or seniorcareconsulting.com. Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care.
You know, when I used to drop my children off at daycare in the mornings, it was a hard thing to do. I hated to leave them, but at least I knew they were safe and in good hands. My mother, on the other hand, is a different story. I'm concerned about her ability to care for all her personal needs. Is it safe for her to shower alone? Mom seems to not have the physical strength she used to, and I worry about her falling. My friend Janet says she has Home Watch caregivers take care of her dad during the day while she's working. She said Home Watch caregivers helps him with his shower, getting dressed, make sure he takes his medications correctly. They even take him to doctor appointments, taking notes for me so I know the doctor's orders. Just being there gives Janet and her dad peace of mind that he's not alone. She gave me the Home Watch caregiver's phone number, 913-341-2519, and their website, homewatchcaregivers.com. My next phone call will be to Home Watch Caregivers, 913-341-2519, homewatchcaregivers.com.
We've been together more than 30 years. We promised each other no nursing homes, but we never expected Alzheimer's. I'm trying so hard. I need a better way to keep our promise, or we'll both wind up in a nursing home. And I'm afraid in-home care will wipe out our retirement money.
Caring for your loved one with Alzheimer's can drain your life energy and your financial resources.
I want to keep our promise, but I'm totally exhausted.
Reach out to Bill Hammond and the Elder and Disability Law Firm, a compassionate law firm with reference materials and contacts to help you cope with Alzheimer's. Let our legal team help you preserve your family's financial resources while helping you provide the best possible care for your loved one. call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 913-553-4173. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. 553-4173. That's 553-4173.
KCMO, Talk Radio 710, and now on FM at 103.7, the information you count on. Fox News 24/7 on KCMO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To find out more about the program, visit online at seniorcarelive.com. That's seniorcarelive, L-I-V-E.com. Our producer, Mr. Tom Bamford. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. And now let's move on to our nonprofit organization of the month. I'm really excited. I've been excited about having a conversation with Mr. John Carney, president and CEO of the Center for Practical Bioethics. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be here.
All right. Tell us about the Center for Practical Bioethics. And let me back up. The reason I love the nonprofit organization of the month is we have a number of wonderful organizations, and I don't think enough people know about them. So I'm really excited to have you here today. So tell us about the Center for Practical Bioethics.
Well, actually, Steve, we've been around about 30 years. We
Wow.
serve not only the greater Kansas City area, but also regionally, a number of states in the region. And we also have a national reputation, mainly because of the work of our first president and her commitment to being able to take kind of practical bioethics, the real living, breathing kind of concerns that families face when they have tough decisions to make, and really launched an effort to really engage healthcare professionals all across the United States in some of the very difficult decisions that we all face in our families.
So now when you say practical bioethics, what is that?
It's really about, for us, shared decision making. It's about the situations that families face. We call it the crossroads, decisions at the crossroads, that we really try to sit down with families and say, what are your issues? What are your concerns? What do healthcare professionals and health entities, you know, health hospitals, mm-hmm. doctor's offices, clinicians of all kinds, institutions, many of those that you spoke about earlier today, how do they react to patients and families when they face difficult decisions? And how do they listen to them? How do they respond to their needs? And we really try to help smooth out the rough edges, maybe mediate some of the conflicts. But we also are trying to help raise the voice of that patient so that the healthcare professionals and the organizations they work in can really listen and respond to the needs that the families are talking about.
That's a big task.
It is. It is. And we have a number of programs that we've been very successful with over a number of years. We, at one point in our history, we served in a multi-year project that helped communities, created coalitions in communities all across the United States in about 22 states, dealing with end-of-life decision-making. What do consumers and just the regular folks that we all are in our families, what do we need to be aware of? Kind of some of the awareness-raising issues that you brought up today, kind of in the aging issues. Mm-hmm. And we did that specifically around end-of-life decision-making because in 95, 96, one of the biggest studies that was ever conducted of people making decisions in hospital settings around end-of-life had some pretty miserable results, and we realized that the center needed to step forward and really help families face these issues and challenge many of their providers in helping them deal with these issues successfully.
Okay. And John, what is your role as the president and CEO of the Center for Practical Bioethics?
Well, I've been a CEO in a number of locations in different organizations, mostly not-for-profits mm-hmm. over my lifetime. And I used to have a sign on the back of my door in my office that said, I must hurry, for there they go, and I am their leader. And I think that's kind of true of the center. We have a lot of very, very capable and brilliant people who work for us, physicians and attorneys and clinicians and PhDs and people that have degrees of all kinds. But our real work is around patients and families. And so what we do is we work with individuals in their different areas and really help raise money for their work. We rely on charity and grants and that kind of thing to get the work done. So we have people that work in chronic pain management. We have people who do ethics consultations in hospitals when families are facing tough decisions, or the doctors are, in a sense, challenging families related to some of the things that they want to do. We also have programs in aging and end of life. That's really kind of been our trademark, advanced care planning and being able to do living wills and, you know, helping families struggle with some of those issues when they face life-threatening conditions and terminal illness.
Yeah, and thank you for that information. And you do have some really sharp. I met Myra a long, long time ago down at KCPT. I was part of that program called "And Thou Shalt Honor," mm-hmm. and it was The program didn't try to solve anything, but it raised the awareness of the complexity of all the things that you have to think about and plan for when caring for an elderly loved one. So, in fact, that's how the Kansas City Partnership for Caregivers began.
That's
from Myra standing at a table with all of this brain power and saying it would be a shame not to do something with this group, formally, and it would be a shame for everyone just to walk away and not harness the information in that room. So, and Sandy Silva, I've known her for a long time, and very sharp lady. You have some really good people there for sure.
Thank you. We believe that.
And so what is the center best known for?
Well, probably the work that we've done in advanced care planning, which we call it Caring Conversations. It's a trademark program that's been with the center for, a good two dozen years now. What it does is it helps families begin to have the conversation, which very few of us actually do, talking about what are the issues that we want to, that are important to us. What are our preferences? What are our wishes? What are our values that we have? And how do we want to see those honored and worked out over the course of our lifespan, especially as we face the difficult decisions around end of life, terminal illness, acute episodes, failing health, kind of, again, some of the same things that you're facing. You know, nobody ever wants to leave their home. And my mom, who's 86, still lives independently, and she keeps telling me, "You're going to cart me out of here in a casket because I'm not leaving anytime before that."
Yeah.
But she also understands that with her condition and her health, that we're going to have to take a look at some of those issues. And it really, what we do in Caring Conversations is really help people identify what their values are, really engage them in a conversation with family members and loved ones, get them to name somebody to speak for them when they can no longer speak for themselves. And then also, if they have any specific treatment directives that they want honored, we make sure that those get down on paper and get shared with the person who's going to be responsible for saying which way to go when the time comes.
Now, I've seen the booklet, and it is fantastic. I mean, it talks about, how do you approach the subject, right, and, how do you introduce it? Because obviously that's a real touchy. I mean, that's a deep, deep personal conversation. Tears will be shed. This is tough stuff, right? But it kind of helps you through that. And then you also have some forms in there where you can make your last wishes known, and you can direct your health care in advance.
That's right.
Saying, keep me alive at all costs, or don't keep me alive at all costs, right? I mean, you can define that while you're healthy and thinking in your right mind, and you can speak for yourself on paper, and you provide that through Caring Conversations.
You can, and I think that what we found, though, is that most adults who engage in these conversations are a little more reluctant to get very specific about what treatments they do and they don't want. In fact, over the course of the last 20 years, as the Caring Conversations has been around, we've learned that more and more people have concerns around, getting stuck in a box or something like that. I don't want a feeding tube, but I might want a feeding tube if I had pneumonia and I needed some help getting over pneumonia. So I don't want to put in the box, I don't want a feeding tube. So what we really do is try to help families express their wishes, express their values, share those with that person that they're going to name to be their agent, and make sure that that conversation happens. So we have in the booklet itself, some discussions around trajectories, what we call trajectories of illness or paths of illness. And most of us would prefer that, we just go to sleep some night and never wake up. But that's not the way it's going to be for most of us. And so we take families through this experience and show them what's actually very possible and what's likely to happen, and then have them have a conversation about it.
That's excellent. John, let's continue the conversation right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And remember, if you have a question about today's program or any topic regarding caring for your elderly loved ones, you can call me anytime at 913-210-9550 or visit online at seniorcarelive.com. I'll be right back.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Sean Hannity.
The standard of living, the median family incomes in this country are dropping. America's credit rating is falling. Our deficit and debt have reached unprecedented levels because they never would do this, never would conceive of doing this, what's happening in terms of spending deficits and debt to their kids or their grandkids.
Hannity, weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. KCMO Talk Radio 710 and now on FM at 103.7. Get connected to Kansas City's talk station, AM, FM, and online at KCMOTalkRadio.com.
Fans, if you tip it off, tee it up, throw it out, or kick it off, we're talking it.
M. Newton is my guest.
Victor Cruz. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well, man.
Joined right now by Charles Barkley.
What up?
FM Sports Radio 102.5 The Fan.
What percentage of accident-related injuries occur in the home? This is Keith Blay with Mr. Remodeler, and I'll have the answer for you in a bit. As we get older, issues with balance, vision, and more severe ailments start to turn our home into a dimly lit obstacle course of things to trip over, slip on, or just plain have trouble reaching or getting out of. I personally have several family members who have found themselves struggling with many challenges of aging they never expected to deal with. However, after installing grab bars, better lighting, and creating a barrier-free home, they found their lives became much safer and more enjoyable. So let Mr. Remodeler remove the obstacle course and make your house a home again. You can get more information on aging-in-place projects at MrRemodeler.com. In Missouri, call 453-3049, Kansas 362-7166, or online at MrRemodeler.com. And the answer is 77% of accident-related injuries occur in our homes, with most of them happening in our bathrooms. Something to think about.
Hey, Ann, how's your mom?
Oh, hi. She's fine. We've been looking for a smaller place for her since Dad died. She hates rattling around that big old house by herself. Maybe assisted living. The devil's in the details, though. Getting info, downsizing, packing up.
Have you seen Ascend's Golden Guide? It's a new KC magazine with helpful information online on mobile and tablet, and it has everything we need for the seniors in our lives.
Sounds great. Where can I find it?
I've seen it around Kansas City at my doctor's office and libraries and some community centers, but I picked mine up at CVS. It's also at Sears and Kmart's. If you need information right away, you can go online at ascendsgoldenguide.com.
Great, thanks. By the way, how are your parents?
Oh, busy as ever. They sold the family house and moved to a small condo. We outfitted it with assistive devices that we learned about in Ascend's Golden Guide.
Check out Ascend's Golden Guide for yourself. It's a magazine for our mothers, for our fathers, for our grandparents, and for ourselves. Ascend's Golden Guide.
Hi, I'm Steve Keeker, host of Senior Care Live and president of Senior Care Consulting. Join me Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. November is National Caregivers Month, and this Sunday, I'll focus on caring for the caregiver, taking care of yourself while also caring for your elderly loved ones. Senior Care Live, this Sunday afternoon at 2. For more information, go online to seniorcarelive.com. That's seniorcarelive.com.
Are you a woman over 40? Do you want to lose weight and body fat? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that'll help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-335-3677. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-335-3677. That's 1-800-335-3677.
KCMO is Talk Radio 710 and now 103.7 FM. Something's happening. Know what that is? You will with KCMO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To find out more about the program, visit online at seniorcarelive.com. That's seniorcarelive.com. I'm having a wonderful conversation with Mr. John Carney, President and CEO of the Center for Practical Bioethics. John, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. And so, John, I mean, you, first of all, you're a very seasoned, experienced healthcare executive, and I'm just really looking forward to, you know, how you respond to the next question of, you know, what are some of the issues that you see looming on the horizon regarding our aging population? And, you know, considering that we have over 10,000 baby boomers a day just starting to retire, we have massive numbers of people retiring who are going to use lots and lots of health care. We have a new health care plan that's just, you know, in its infancy. What do you see out there on the horizon for us?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. I think you kind of laid it out there for us. We're even in the Kansas City area. We're expecting, you know, 100% increase in the numbers of folks over the age of 65 in the next 10 years or so. So we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us. However, there's also a lot of opportunity here to do this right for the first time. And I think some of the things that are embedded in the Affordable Care Act, which many, many people do not know, are efforts to really begin to look at what works and what doesn't work. And they're actually specially funded projects and a tremendous emphasis on patient-centered care. So moving this kind of target away from what the doctors or the payers or the folks are that, you know, make the decisions that traditionally, and focusing back onto the patient and the family, what they want. So what we're seeing with the changes and the shifts that are taking place is a focus more on what's called palliative care or the management of chronic diseases, which most of us have. I'm 60 years old myself. I pretty much already know the marker that I've got that's probably going to, you know, lead my way to the grave. But many people really don't live with an understanding of the chronic diseases they have and how that might affect them. And the thing that you mentioned earlier about independence, maintenance of function, that kind of stuff, being able to get out and do the things that you want to do, and quality of life are actually the three most important things that seniors say, regardless of how well they are. You got a 60-year-old marathoner saying the same thing as an 89 or 90-year-old person with five different chronic diseases living in a nursing home. Yep. They're saying the same thing. So what we need to do in the healthcare system, which I think is really going to be happening over the course of the next 5 years, because we have to pay attention to this.
Yeah.
The money is there. We're just spending it in the wrong places. We've got to shift where we're spending the money and do that by listening to patients tell us what's most important to them in terms of their independence, what is it they want to do, their functional status, and then what does it mean for them to have a good quality of life. And most seniors are not dreamers about that. They understand their limitations. They understand where they are, but they can also articulate to their caregivers and to the people who care for their providers what it is they want. And if we listen to them better, we would be able to do a better job. And the research bears that out.
Okay. And John, how is the Center for Practical Bioethics funded?
Well, right now, we're really relying on a lot of charitable donations and grants. We do have a couple of the projects that I just mentioned called patient-centered care initiatives, so that we're looking at outcomes research and being able to figure out again what's going on with the patients and families. We have a project that we've submitted with the state of Kansas with a bunch of other different folks who are saying, let's go to the community and let's find out what cancer survivors really want, especially those that have multiple chronic conditions that maybe have lived 10, 15, 20 years, and without a recurrence of cancer? How is it that they're living their lives? What do they want to be able to do? And not just in the urban areas, but in rural areas, to say what's most important to them. And then how do we marshal the resources in those communities, change payment systems to be able to reflect what they need? It's a long, long way to go, but I got to tell you that the emphasis that the funding agencies are now putting on listening to what patients say are the outcomes is really encouraging to me. And I think we're going to see, you know, some shifts and changes over the course of the next few years. One of those is, and many of your listeners probably don't know, is that if a patient is admitted to the hospital now and then is discharged, and that patient comes right back in within 30 days with that same condition, there's a penalty that's assessed to the hospital for the fact that that patient ended up back in the hospital so soon. So as those penalties mount, and right now they're not, you know, there's not a big stick there. This is a pretty mild stick. But over time, those are going to grow. And what the hospital is challenged to do is to work with community providers, folks who are like yourself, who are working in the community to say, how do we best work with community-based organizations to maintain this patient where they want to be, which is in their own neighborhood, in their own house, or in an environment that at least they feel safe in, but not in an institutional setting if they can avoid it, and certainly not in the hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you talk about the patient-centered care and the I've participated in some of your transitions in care or of care committees and just looking for feedback from people in the community to gather all this information to try to figure out, you know, how does a hospital provide the care and then follow that patient home. My wife's a nurse with a very busy physician's practice. It is tied to a healthcare system with hospitals, et cetera. And so they're really going above and beyond compared to what they used to.
Oh, yeah.
She follows up with people. Now, you can't make someone take their medication, but you can call and remind them and say, now, are you taking your medication? And, you know, and are you going to outpatient therapy? And, you know, are you treating your wounds, your wound care after your surgery? All those sort of things. And so I think one of the best things coming out of this entire movement is just a higher level of care and a much, much better, highly organized follow through. And guess who wins?
The
patient.
Everybody.
Yeah. The patient. Well, everyone. Exactly. Exactly. But a bit the patient really wins. And then,
yes. You
know, I'm in and out of nursing homes all the time, you know, with clients and we're evaluating. And then, you know, you see all the nursing homes going to, you know, with the culture change and the whole change in the mindset of, this is our resident's home. I'm a guest in their home. That's a radically different concept and approach to, I work in a healthcare facility and I take care of residents.
That's right.
It's very, very different. So now you see where you can rise in the morning when you want to. You can have breakfast when you want. I mean, there's tons and tons of flexibility. So I think the whole movement is fantastic.
Well, and you're going to see that with family medical homes. You're going to see it with accountable care organizations. That's exactly the kind of thing that we're going to be moving towards. And we're going to actually reimburse those services that are provided in the community in a way that makes sense for everybody.
That's fantastic. John, before we run out of time here, can you let our listeners know how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, if you just go to www.practicalbioethics, it's all one word, just right the way it sounds, practicalbioethics.org, and all our information is right there. You can send me an email. You can contact me by phone. Everything's right there in one stop. So if you don't have access to the internet, call us at 816-221-1100.
All right. Thanks to Mr. John Carney, CEO and President of Center for Practical Bioethics. I'm Steve Kuecker, host of Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today, and I'll see you next week on Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve.
Now that you need me, you know I won't go. There's one more thing that I need you to know. Just know that I will care for you and know you will be fine. I'll be by your side. Know that you are not alone. I'm still right here where I've been all along. Just like when you could see me, I will do my best to honor you.
What percentage of accident-related injuries occur in the home? This is Keith Blay with Mr. Remodeler, and I'll have the answer for you in a bit. As we get older, issues with balance, vision, and more severe ailments start to turn our home into a dimly lit obstacle course of things to trip over, slip on, or just plain have trouble reaching or getting out of. I personally have several family members who have found themselves struggling with many challenges of aging they never expected to deal with. However, after installing grab bars, better lighting, and creating a barrier-free home, they found their lives became much safer and more enjoyable. So let Mr. Remodeler remove the obstacle course and make your house a home again. You can get more information on aging in place projects at MrRemodeler.com. In Missouri, call 453-3049, Kansas 362-7166, or online at MrRemodeler.com. And the answer is 77% of accident-related injuries occur in our homes, with most of them happening in our bathrooms. Something to think about.